Well, I'm already recording.
Ignore me while I just open these.
Okay.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back to...
What were you thinking?
What were we thinking?
We rebranded since the last episode because we're talking less about trauma.
Even though this episode...
Except for this episode.
Yeah, this episode's going to be trauma heavy.
Yeah. Trigger warning for...
Religious trauma.
Shit. Hold on.
Don't blow up your Mountain Dew.
Okay, it's Mountain Dew mystery flavor for Halloween. I'm gonna use it to take the meds I bought.
Sorry.
I got...
Yeah, because you got a headache.
I got a headache and I don't have meds, so we walked to the store to get a honeydew to practice tattooing on, because Eddie got me a tattoo kit for my birthday.
I did.
But they didn't have honeydew, so I got a grapefruit instead.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we're even gonna do that tonight, because... No, take a picture of the gas station. That's so cool. So I got orange ibuprofen. And, oh my god, we haven't described where we are. I meant the shortstop.
Shut up.
Okay. So me and Eddie, there's this abandoned convenience store. Like, a block from Eddie's house. So we're sitting in front of it to record right now, and it's dark and it's super foggy, and it's really cool.
We also bought vanilla wafers, which is the thing I was opening, and pre-made pie crust.
Yes, and we're gonna be eating those. How many should I take?
How about a headache? Four? No.
Well, yeah. How many do you know? Like, what do you mean? What do you mean? No.
Three if it's really bad.
Dude, no. Three is like my normal dose. Eddie. I abused pain meds in middle school.
Parker, I know. That's why I'm looking
my
at you like this.
My tolerance is low. Or my tolerance is high. I have to take more to do anything.
You should see a doctor about that.
This tastes really weird. It's like citrus.
It is citrus spicy.
Yeah.
It's like, Fanta.
Like, yeah. Like, spiced orange.
Yeah.
I was gonna say spiced, cider, but right. It's not apple.
That's true. I'm so nervous that a cop is just gonna drive by and, like, get mad at us.
I have a knife. I'm set.
Please don't.
I'm not. I won't. All right.
So.
Where are my lips? Okay.
So, as we mentioned.
We didn't think about how to start.
Mm-hmm. As always. As we mentioned, this episode we'll be talking about religious trauma. Parker and I both have some intense religious trauma.
Yours is more intense than mine.
Are you sure?
Well, mine
is... Yours was more of like... I'm not going to say that out loud, actually.
No, say it. I mean, we're going to talk about it anyways.
What, the cult?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the point of the episode. No, it's... What were you saying?
I don't know. That was some pretty intense shit.
Yeah, but I, like...
Because the people of my cult...
Out.
True, but also... Your cult did a lot more, like, physical pain things.
Yeah.
Mine was a lot... I was in a Catholic cult growing up.
And I wasn't.
No, you weren't.
We have... Yeah.
This is still frozen.
Was it frozen?
Yeah.
Oh my god. We just eat it like a burrito.
No. Let's let the pie crust unthaw.
Oh, I have a lighter. You can cook it.
Parker.
Eddie.
Anyways.
Who wants to start first?
I'll start.
Yeah.
You start first with your like lighter religious trauma and we'll go like...
We'll get worse.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Just for some background... Mine probably won't be as in detail because I did block out a lot of this from my memory. If you hear noises, we're right next to a street. I did block it out a lot and I'm still kind of remembering it because I completely lost all of my memories about this until like a few months ago when someone reached out who was part of that with me. I'm like, hey, are you okay and still alive? So I'm just kind of just now... remembering all of it, so it won't be as in detail. Okay. Well, that's later. That's for later in the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, okay. The really light stuff. It just has layers, baby.
Layers.
Onion core.
Onion core.
Okay. So just like childhood?
Yeah.
Okay. So, it's kind of complicated. So it's like, it's kind of bad.
I have a pie crust between my thighs.
Ooh. Okay. I wasn't raised super religious, but the way I was introduced to religion kind of fucked me up. It wasn't intentional. I think I personally fucked myself up with what I learned. I made it worse for myself. Because go big or go home has always been my motto.
Oh my God.
So when my mommy introduced me to God, it ruined my life.
So title of the episode.
Yeah.
When my mommy introduced me to God, it ruined my life.
So like when I was little, I hate this car so much. I am so sorry. When I was little, my grandma on my mom's side, she's very religious. She goes to church every Sunday. Every time we're with her for any holiday, we have to go to church. Easter, Christmas, Thanksgiving, all the good stuff. We always go to church with her, ever since I was really little. Which wasn't too bad, I guess, but I think it kind of, like, reinforced some of the things that kind of fucked me up. Mm-hmm. And, like, I wasn't raised religious personally. My family's not very religious except for, like, my grandma mainly. Like, my parents, I don't know what their religious stances are. I don't think my mom's religious, even though it's her mom who's super religious. My dad is so confusing. I don't get him. But when I was introduced to religion, I remember my dad was out of town. I remember the scene vividly. It's one of my very few vivid childhood memories.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the kitchen with my mom, and my dad was out of town. Because he was like never home because he travels for work.
Your dad and my mom be like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, continue.
So we were having dinner, and I was like, "Hey, mom, what's God?" I mean, she described it in a pretty decent way, I guess, but I really twisted it in my own head and for, like, the rest of my life, because I'm not well mentally, and I don't think I ever have been. I've always, I don't know, it's a long story, but, so she introduced me to God as someone, as, like, this presence who is everywhere all at once in everyone and sees everything and knows everything about you.
Mm-hmm.
And like that's a decent way to describe it to like an 8-year-old, I guess. I was young. But my grandma is more religious, so I kind of took on some of her religious beliefs, and I was introduced to the internet at a very young age. Like, I was introduced to the internet. Oh my God. That's literally a bicycle.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Damn.
Yeah. But, so, yeah, no, I was introduced to the internet. We got our first, like, family tablet thing at 5, when I was 5.
Mm-hmm.
So I was introduced to the internet very young. And I've never had supervised internet access.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not very good. So, I'm just, like, tearing up this pill bottle, or pill box. So, I was introduced to religion online a lot. This is not going into the other one. Mm-hmm. This is separate when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And, I was introduced to are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just forgot how to breathe for a second.
Oh, valid. So I was introduced to, like, this God that knows all your sins and judges you constantly. And, like, I was still never super religious. I'm just, like, waving this wafer around.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, God was someone who hates you. Like, I grew up believing God hated me.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because I was gay. I realized I was bisexual in, like, 5th grade. Fun. I mean, I'm not bi anymore.
Well, that's just not the label you use.
Yeah. I mean, the labels changed. I thought I discovered liking other genders was an option then. And then I learned about how God hates that. And I wasn't even religious at the time, but like God was in everything I do. And it's bad because I'm 18. And sometimes when I just think, I can think like anything that's even slightly negative, and I still have to apologize to God. I apologize to a God that I don't believe in. And I don't know. It's not super bad, but it still impacts me constantly.
Yeah.
And it's really fun. Am I forgetting anything? I don't remember.
No, that's like most of it.
Okay. Yeah. It gets worse later. Don't worry. I'm not going to make a boring episode like, ooh, I believed in God as a child.
Okay. Yeah.
Your turn.
I never believed in the Christian God. I knew from a very young age that the modern Christian God is very corrupted. Especially considering, you know, Jesus was a socialist anarchist who hated capitalism
and not white.
Yeah, and he was, like, not white. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, I understood that from a very young age because of my mom. But I...
Your mom is a certified sleigh master.
Oh my God, I hate you. That's basically sometimes the equivalent of calling her a MILF, which you also do sometimes.
Sleigh master is totally different.
Okay. Sure. Anyways, so I was raised in a Catholic cult when I was younger. I had to go to church twice a week on Wednesdays and Sunday. One during school on the Wednesdays, and then one with my father on Sundays, plus Sunday school, Bible camps, and, you know, going to an actual Catholic school. And I don't know, I guess I showed signs of being queer at a very young age, mm-hmm. because I was constantly bullied by the 6 other students in my class.
Were you obsessed with mermaids as a child?
No, actually.
Really?
Surprisingly. Yeah.
Because that is one of the telltale signs of transness as a child.
Really?
But mainly in MTF. So I don't know how it applies to FTM.
No, see, I was obsessed with Greek mythology.
Okay, but yeah. No, but like, you can diagnose transness as young as 3. In like, well, little girls, because they're MTFs.
Right.
Yeah. Mainly with the, sorry, I'm just going off.
No, see, because in my case, it was very obvious that I was, I don't know, not straight, at least. Probably trans as well, because my dad wanted me to grow out my hair. And when I saw the movie Rapunzel, I was like, okay, it'd be cool to grow out my hair.
Yeah.
So I did.
This tastes so bad. I hate Mountain Dew. I just wanted the bottle.
Yeah. So I,
Ooh.
Shut up. I'm trying to talk.
No, sorry. I just had an idea. Keep talking.
Okay. So where was I? So every day, you know, I basically had to raise myself from the age of 5, you know? So I didn't always get to school, like, perfect every day. It was part of, we wore, like, a uniform and all that jazz. And we had to, girls, quote unquote, I'm saying, because I'm mm-hmm. not a girl. And neither were literally half the people in my class. Mm-hmm. AKA, like, half of us are trans. but I didn't always come to school with my hair up. And they would make me take rubber bands, like actual rubber bands, to put up my hair. Sometimes they'd cut my hair and remind me about Samson. Samson's the one who, the one lady cut his hair, right? Yeah.
I think, I don't know, I've never read the Bible. Oh, I did read the Bible. Because I got my grandma a Lego Bible, where it's an illustrated Bible, but it's illustrated in Legos.
That's amazing.
My favorite page was the castration page. Because they had, like, the red circle ones. And I was, sorry. Keep talking.
Yeah, no, you're good. and they did stuff like that. and I thought that the school was very feminist because most of the teachers were women and the principal was a woman, but it was just like the actual Catholic Church where the women didn't have any actual power, and all of them, like their boss was our priest. So he was like, it was a private school, right? So we didn't have to answer to like the district or whatever. Mm-hmm. So the priest was like our superintendent or whatever. Which was really fucking harmful to me, obviously. And like I'd say 3/4 of my teachers were nuns, and the nuns would often hit my hands or shoulders with rulers and yardsticks because I was either working too fast, not working fast enough, or I didn't look like I was paying attention. You know, say that, let's keep in mind that I am a neurodivergent kid who has been in advanced classes since literally 3rd grade. So I was always at a different speed than the rest of the class because, like, in 1st grade, when they were reading the Pete the Cat books or whatever, I was reading Harry Potter up with the 5th graders, which they allowed, which is very surprising to me, looking back.
Like Harry Potter, or are you reading with the older kids?
Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Witchcraft. Ooh. No. I think they let us read it because it was an example of what we weren't supposed to be like, because so many of them sin in the books.
Mm-hmm.
Also, don't get me wrong, Harry Potter is disgusting. J.K. Rowling is a disgusting person, and I am not at all promoting Harry Potter. But, like, that's just, like, the thing.
Fan fiction, however.
Oh, my God. No. But, like, that's what the 5th graders were reading, so that's what I read. And I was at a different level of math than all of them. Like, I understood algebra at probably age 7, which is, I'd say, pretty young. But they didn't teach me, like, the mechanics or whatever. You know, because 3rd grade, or, you know, 7, 8-year-old, they were, like, just barely teaching multiplication. But I was at a different understanding of it. I said, what about non-real numbers? I said, what about shapes? How do
we incorporate
all this stuff? No, shut up.
I
got in trouble for that because I understood math and science,
which is against religion, which is against Christianity.
Catholicism, correct.
Wait, it's so cold.
I know, the pie crust is cold. It's like it was like frozen.
I'm gonna fucking suffocate you.
But, and the sermons and stuff were like really intense and all this stuff. We had to do confessions at least once a month for school. Like,
that's
it was
so
a required thing for school. We had over an hour dedicated to Bible research every day instead of like actual learning. Like, yeah.
I've never actually heard you talk about your school that much.
Yeah.
In the past.
Yeah.
We've been friends for, what, 3 years?
Yeah. You know, and shit like that. And, like, so much more stuff that if I said, this podcast would probably be taken down, like, in entirety from the internet because it was that intense. Like, that was just some, like, bare minimum, like, first level kind of shit that happened at that place. And then I switched out of that school after 3rd grade, but I was still very indoctrinated into it. My dad still made me go to church, like, every week and stuff. I was part of church choirs. I still went to Sunday school. I still did all the Bible camps and stuff like that. I was just at a public school, which was also very Catholic for some reason. And all that stuff. And it was, like, really intense and honestly messed me up for the longest time.
You say as if it's not still messing you up.
Yeah. No, but, like, now I'm pagan and I worship Lady Selene, the moon incarnate. She is from, like, the original Greek mythos. And then I also am now currently trying to get more in touch with my, like, roots in
Norse and Irish paganism, especially because they were, like, taken away from my ancestors, mm-hmm. By, like, people like the fucking Brits.
Long live the queen. No, I'm joking.
The queen is dead as we are recording this.
Yes, the queen died a few days ago.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they know.
Well, yeah, but they don't know when we recorded it.
Yeah.
Right.
What do you mean? We're gonna post this, like, tonight.
That's true. We never edit these.
Yeah. You're getting raw emotion right now, boys.
Yeah.
And others. I say boys as gender neutral.
Slay. Yeah, and, like, all this stuff. And, right, back to, like, the gay and trans shit. But I never wore the skirts. I always wore the pants for the uniform. I never put my hair up because it made me feel dysphoric, mm-hmm. you know? But I didn't have the language for that then. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'd often, like, tell my mom and stuff. A couple weeks ago, were you there for this when my mom said that she always knew I was trans?
I don't think I was there. When was this?
No, it was in the last week. I swear to God. It was in the car. You were there.
Oh, probably. I don't know. I don't remember much. We've been together almost constantly for, like, the past two... Since school started.
Yeah.
We've had sleepovers almost every night.
That's true. Yeah. So that... yeah. And it was, like... intense kind of shit. I don't know how else to explain it. But I was also constantly afraid of God, but not Jesus, because my mom taught me, like, who he was, like, as an actual historical, yeah. like, person.
Yeah. Instead of the romanticized, colonized version of him.
Exactly.
Oh my God! Not having a muffler is illegal!
And shows that you have a small dick.
Yeah. You can get pulled over and fined for even having, like, a faulty muffler.
Yeah.
Always keep your mufflers up to date, please. Thank you. I care about you guys.
Oh my God. Yeah, our, like, three listeners.
Excuse me, we have an estimated audience of four. It went down. It used to be five.
It's okay.
It was probably Emmy who left.
Oh my God. Yeah, our friend from the cities part one. We still haven't posted part two.
We haven't recorded part two.
That's true.
We're just putting it off.
Yeah.
Shit, my mom's on her way. We have 20 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. So I grew up in Catholic cult, and now I'm pagan, basically. TLDR.
Too long, don't read. TLDL. Too long, don't listen.
Wow.
Okay. I'm really good at this.
Do you want to move on to your other stuff?
Sure. Let me know if I leave anything out, because I've already told you this.
Okay.
And I've only talked about it, like, once.
To me.
Yeah. The only time I've talked about it is to you, since I remember it happening. No one even knew it was happening while it was happening.
Yeah.
Besides me.
I think it's going to be really funny when people we know listen to this.
Yeah. Oh my God. The people I went to middle school with.
Yeah.
Like, because, like, they're still my friends. Our friends.
Yeah.
Because, like, this was happening. Okay. So, part of having unrestricted internet access when you're young and, like, in your developing years. This happened. Okay. So, my second story. Sorry, I'm not...
No, like, you're good. I'm just, like, at an awkward...
Yeah. So, my second story takes place during about... It's only, like, 1 year span, but it's a lot of shit that happens in, like, 1 year.
Yeah.
And I don't think anyone in my life knew that this was happening to me. And, like, okay. It's... Everything that happened in my next story happened online, kind of. Like, it definitely affected my day-to-day life in person, but most of the shit happened online, so that kind of makes it less intense. I don't know.
It was still really intense, though.
Yeah. Let me know if I leave anything out.
Yeah.
Or, like, under-speak things.
Yeah.
So I do that a lot. My legs are getting cold. I have the pie crust between my thighs, the thought. So, in, like, I think it was, like, 6th to 7th grade... part of having unrestricted internet access is getting onto really bad, like, social groups, or, like, meeting really bad people.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit, no, what? Okay. I will contemplate that later. So I just had a thought.
You should share the thought.
I'll share it after the story.
Okay.
Because it relates to the story.
Okay.
If I remember. Remind me. Okay. So... sorry. It's so funny. This happened on Discord.
Wow.
Did I tell you that?
No, you didn't
tell me. This happened mainly on Discord. Stop biting your nails.
Shut up.
So, I met some people. And mind you, how old are you in fifth grade? Or in sixth grade, seventh grade?
Like 10, 11, 12.
Okay.
Like 10 to 12, depending on
12. I was like, okay, so I was like 12, I think. Because I turned, my birthday's like right after the beginning of the school year. So I think I was like 12 when this happened.
In sixth grade.
What?
In sixth grade.
Maybe. How old are you in sixth grade?
You're like 10 or 11.
You're 10 in fifth grade.
What?
Turning 11, or, no, 10? Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I'm a year younger than you.
Yeah.
Well, not a full year.
No,
but...
you're in my grade, but you're like 9 months younger than me.
Yeah, I always forget that.
Yeah, so I was 12 in sixth grade.
And I was only 11.
I turned 12. Because I turned six right after kindergarten started. I've always been like one of the oldest in my grade. Oh, the guy with the bicycle's coming. I'm going to pause till he passes.
Yeah.
Okay, one second. We'll be
back.
Oh, no, I don't think he's... No, he's calling someone. Okay, it's fine. So, yeah, so I'm like 12 when this happens. Almost all the other people in this story are 16 to 18, by the way. Yeah, you knew that. So I met some people online. I met one person who is the person who contacted me later. Probably the only good person in this story. So we became online friends, kind of, through a different group. I don't remember what group. It might have been some art Discord or something. And we became friends, and we would talk one-on-one. And then we joined this other group, on Discord. And, okay, this is where it gets funky. I'm trying to remember, like, the timeline of this. It's complicated. Because I've blocked so much of it out of my memory. So, I'm just trying to figure out how to word this. I'm so sorry. I'm just, like, not... telling story. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, where was I? Okay. How did I phrase this when I told it to you?
What do you mean?
I don't know.
It was an internet cult where...
okay, straight to the point.
Yeah, straight to the
okay.
point.
Okay, so I accidentally joined a cult. and I feel... Okay, it became a cult. I joined a group with some really bad people on accident. But I thought they were really, really good people. And they led me to believe that they were, like, really cool people. It was actually kind of a semi-religious cult. Not, like, the Christian religious. I don't know. It's really complicated. How do I say this? Are you good?
Yeah. I'm also just trying to think of how you could say it.
Because I told it to you. Yeah. But I didn't have an... I wasn't trying to phrase it well when I was talking to you, because we were just in a car, yeah. And I didn't need to phrase it precisely, or in order.
I mean, you could just get, like, straight to the point.
Yeah, I guess.
All this, like, the stuff that...
Yeah, happened, I guess. That was. Like, I mean, I don't remember much of it anyways.
Yeah.
So, the oldest person in this group, there was a few people in here, like, quite a few, and we all talked... Like, every day. I was talking to them at school, like, hiding in the bathroom on my phone, talking to them in school, and like, before school, after school, midnight, when I was not supposed to go on my phone. I was just like, we were always talking. Eddie's opening the pie crust, that's what the noise is. And so this oldest person, and I don't remember anyone's names.
No, he got it started.
Yay! Okay, sorry, the bike guy couldn't start his bike, but he got it started. He filled it up at the gas station.
Oh. Yeah. I didn't notice that.
Yeah, I watched him cross the street, walk over there. But, so the oldest person, we all use, like, name, like, online names. So I don't remember anyone's actual name.
This is salty pie crust.
Really?
It's, the pie crust I normally make is, like, sweet.
This is weirdly salty.
Right?
This is the kind we normally get.
Yeah.
Huh. Weird. Okay, or just eating raw pie crust.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I, oh my God, maybe, I don't know. Sorry, I'm thinking to myself and talking out loud. Oh, it tastes kind of, it's almost like Play-Doh.
Literally, it tastes almost like Play-Doh.
But Play-Doh's saltier.
Yeah.
So, I keep restating the same thing. So, the leader of this group, I'm not going to call it a cult. I don't know if I should call it a cult, because I don't know if it's technically a cult, but...
As someone who lived in a cult, I feel like from the small amount of information I have, you can clarify it as a cult.
Okay.
I know. So, it's weird to think about how...
Yeah, because I didn't realize it, like, at the time.
Yeah, exactly.
So... Okay. I think I'll try and find, like, the screenshots of, like... Oh, that's so smart. Of the messages I got from the other person, like, reconnecting. And show them to you. So, the leader of this group... Shit, my mom's gonna probably be here soon. Whatever. The leader... I'll try and talk fast and stop stuttering and mumbling. So, leader of this group believed that he was... and I'm not up to date on, like, anyone's pronouns. So... And I don't remember what they were at the time. So, I'm sorry. The leader of this group... Cult. Whatever. Believed that he was the Archangel Gabriel. Like, solidly believed that he was the Archangel Gabriel. And he was, like, the oldest of the group. You know? He's, like... He's eight... Oh, my God. I'm the same age he is.
Was.
Was. You don't age if you're dead. Okay, sorry. Too soon. Too soon. But, so, he was, like, 18, and I'm, like, 12, and he is telling me that he is this Archangel Gabriel, and that he's, I don't know.
Just putting the pie crust away, it's
yeah, really powerful and shit, or, like, he is special, and, I don't know, respectful, or respected, shit like that. We almost basically worshipped him. But at the same time, I was like, this is kind of strange, but he's my friend. He'd never lie to me. He'd never hurt me. We're besties. Oh my God, was I groomed?
Yes.
Anyways, so, but... So, okay. Kind of sidetrack, back to main track. I used to be practicing, like, pagan and shit. I don't really practice... I don't specifically practice anything. I just believe in every religion and respect everyone's religion, but I don't personally follow one right now. But back then, I was grabbing anything my greedy fucking hands could get, like, in terms of religion. Mm-hmm. I craved having a religion to answer my questions. Mm. And I just craved something that could explain things to me. And... He could explain things. I'm just going to call him Gabriel because I don't remember his actual name. Because, mm. Like, he went by his name and Gabriel. Because, mm-hmm. Like, yes, he was this person, but he is also the Archangel Gabriel in mm-hmm. this mortal body. But, so, I used to do sigil work. And, like, sigils, when done certain ways, can be incredibly powerful.
And dangerous.
And really dangerous. Especially when used certain ways. And, getting back to this point. So, Gabriel would, like, convince us, to, like, almost worship him in a way. By, like, we had sigils of different, like, archangels that represented different archangels and shit. And, like, there's one for him. And, like, Lucifer is the one that I mainly used. And he would have us, like, write them all over our bodies. And in extreme cases, which I never did, thank God, carve them into ourselves. Which is really fucking bad in many ways. And thank God I never did that. But it really did fuck me up.
Yeah.
and... which is, like, I used to draw on myself constantly. Right. Mm-hmm. And, like, just kind of, like, remembering all this is kind of why I've
stopped drawing on myself because it just reminds me of when I used to do that. Mm-hmm. It's like I hardly draw on myself anymore. Like I used to be covered in doodles mm-hmm. all the time, especially in middle school. But I like, I don't know, can't bring myself to do it anymore.
Yeah.
And I still have some of the sigils written down in my bedroom, like the really bad ones. And I used to like, I don't know, it was really bad. And like in this group, there was a lot of suicidal ideation and like doing bad things for Gabriel, but he would convince us that they were good, holy things that like, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how to describe it. It was really, really fucking intense. And it's fun to think back and like, wow, I know for certain that at least half of the people in this group did not make it out of this group, either in general or, like, alive.
Yeah.
Because of all the suicidal ideation that was present, it's fucking insane. Hold on. I'm just checking my Life 360 to see where my mom is. Okay. She's a few streets away. But we should probably head back to your house soon. Yeah. So we'll just keep talking as we walk.
Yeah.
Am I leaving anything out? I feel like I'm leaving things out, but I just can't remember.
I mean, yeah, you, like, genuinely can't remember all of
that just can't remember the things that have happened.
Hee-hoo, trauma.
Yeah. No, I can't remember most of my middle school days, especially during that time, probably because of this.
Yeah.
And also, I just went to a bad middle school. We're facing, or not we, I don't go there anymore, I'm a senior.
Yeah, senior in high school, yeah.
Senior in college, no, high school. My middle school is facing its, like, fifth lawsuit against racial discrimination right now.
Yeah.
It's just not a good school. But is there anything else I'm leaving out that I've told you before?
No, that's most of it.
Okay. I'm just quirky like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should probably, like, be really careful about
religion.
That too. I was gonna say
cars passing stuff. Hold on.
I was gonna say like energy stuff in general, because like I don't know, because like all of religion is like energy work.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah,
like if you look into it, which I have, and it's basically all based around like energy. Mm-hmm. And you've had some crazy ass shit energy done.
And I think one of the fun things is I still have all of that stuff in my bedroom.
And I think you should get rid of it.
Yeah, I probably should. Maybe I'll show it to you sometime. I'll take a picture tonight and send it to you. But it's fun and quirky. I was quirky, okay? This is what gave me my personality in middle school.
Oh my god.
This is why I am who I am. Do you not want me to be who I am today?
Not really. Wait, the car's gone.
Oh, shit. One of the cars is gone.
What the fuck? Is my mom, like, getting my siblings, or what the fuck?
Hopefully. I mean, you think she'd tell us.
I know. Here,
we can walk in the street. There's, like, no cars on this road.
Yeah.
And if they are, they'll stop. Hopefully. Hopefully not.
Don't say that.
I'm kidding. Do you have any other stories? Or, like, any fun things to add on?
Like, religious stuff?
Or any. I mean, this is mainly unpacking religious trauma.
My dad made me pack away my entire altar. And let me just say that when that happened, I went through a rough patch.
Yeah.
I'm still in that rough patch. Because, like, my, like, paganism and stuff is, like, helps me process my trauma.
Yeah.
You know? That's what, like,
I get it.
Like, a lot of it is.
Uh-huh.
Hey, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of fun things happen to us in our lives. Yeah. And, yeah, we're both still facing a lot of those consequences.
Yeah.
I still pray almost once a week. And I'm not religious, but I physically cannot stop myself from praying because I believe that I will go to hell. And I do not believe in hell.
Yeah.
It's not a thing to me. I mean, it might be a thing to some people.
Right.
And I believe that it can be a place for some people. Just the way, like, Valhalla can be a place for some people.
Exactly.
But I don't believe that I will personally go anywhere because I don't believe in them.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm not part of that religion.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put this... So... Huh? Oh, yeah, I'll just come with you.
This in here.
Maybe. Yeah. We're back in the house, by the way.
And yeah, if you can tell by how quiet it got around us.
Yeah, and me saying hi to Cheshka, the cat.
Yeah. yeah.
It's... yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that's like, you know, the short version of all of our religious trauma.
Jesus, I almost, like, ran into that.
Good job.
You want to say goodbye?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening.
Cheshka, do you want to say goodbye?
Say something to the camera. Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.